freedom to audible at the line of scrimmage. How much confidence do you guys have in him when he's doing stuff like that? But you know he's going to check you guys into the right play more often than not.
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in him. The thing is, he wouldn't do it if he wasn't doing the right thing. So he'll only audible if he feels like, you know, it's the right thing to do, the right play to call. And he has confidence in us that we'll go up and make a play for him.
He said there's some plays where he has a limited number of plays he can check into, and there's other times where he'll freestyle. Has he ever freestyled and you go, you know, what is he doing and it ends up working out, or is it just a...
I've never reacted like that, like what is he doing? It's more of a happy reaction, to be honest, because he'll be like, hey, just run a fade. So I'm always happy about that.
In what areas do you believe that you've grown as a football player opposed to last year?
I'm a smarter player. I feel like I know what defensive backs are going to do before they do it. I know I'm able to read the defenses better.
Derek was saying that after Sunday's game, you obviously had a big game, but he said that both of you kind of felt like you left a bunch out there. Like, why do you think that maybe you didn't quite reach your full potential?
Yeah, I mean, there were drives where we thought we should have scored and we settled for a field goal, and you know, we kept the game closer than it should have been. So I think that's what he was referring to.
He's saying you guys have more conversations also this year. He even said like you guys had lunch together today talking about how you guys can practice better. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
He just initiated a conversation. He was telling me that I had a great week of practice last week, and he was just saying that we need to practice like that, you know, all the time.
What are the challenges facing the aggressive cornerback like Marcus Peters? You know he can make plays, but then there may be some plays that you guys can make on him.
He's a ball hawk, so you have to do little things right, like coming back to the ball every time, you know, high pointing the ball. You have to get to the ball before he does.
There were several times where it looked like he'd thrown the touchdown pass to you and it just didn't work out. Can you go through what happened in those plays?
Yeah, I mean, that's an emphasis for me this week, to drag my foot instead of trying to tap it, because, you know, my momentum carries my second foot out of bounds. So I just need to work on dragging it.